Okay. We seem to be, we seem to have connected to Game Bird here. So, see the guy here. Spawn a new copy of Edcast. Connected. Oh! Not connected. So, I guess we have to start Icecast. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so start Icecast. We're connected to GameBird, so now all we do is start the archive. Let's do this. Okay, now we test the archive. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Let's try that again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. So, anyway. Let's switch to the other computer. Is the Mets game still going? They could lose. It's all said, they could very well lose this game. You know, they're up 3-0. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Minnesota is winning. Alright, well, it looks like they're going to lose again. So now they've lost like 12 games in a row. I think that's their largest losing streak since like the early 90s. And you switch this, and you move the keyboard over here, and move the mouse over. It's not. There we go. There, yeah, I move the mouse over, and I'm gonna restart. Mix. So, I found out that there are actually some songs that, there are other songs there are song parodies that I did which mentioned Blair's mother. One of them was about, like, she wanted to live in an assisted living. I said, well, I guess that's okay, because, you know, as long as they have Fox News all the time, it doesn't really matter. But then she found that assisted living is too expensive. So I did a song about assisted living. Let me see if I can find it here. Show stuff. So I came up with a playlist of the songs that mentioned Blair's mother. Alright. This is bad. Going on. Close this. Oh, I know. Import playlist. There we go. Blair's mom. Yeah, oh, here's the wait. Let's try this again. Import playlist. Oh, yeah, it could be a problem here, because, I don't know if the directory that I have is in the library, so. That's kind of a problem here, so I'm gonna do something different. Wait, is this... This is on. Let's try to show stuff. Parodies. Assisted living. Yeah, here we go. And I drag it over there, and it's not a problem. So anyway, here we go. What Bliss Mom wants now? Assisted living. Do they have good chow? Bliss Mom can't take it anymore. Life's just become one big chore. So it's time for Blair to go and empty the apartment, you know. Assisted living. Something you can choose. It's halfway decent if they get Fox News. Assisted living for when you get old. Assisted living, I think Blair's mom is sold. Not quite the same as a nursing home, although they won't leave you alone. You get your own garbage can. Maybe she can move in with Leanne. Assisted living, it costs a lot. Okay, so I should mention that this is one of the features of assisted living is that there's it's not really a nursing home, but it's like there's a wellness check every day, so at least if you die, like the body's not rotting that much. I think they found it, like, I think my aunt had assisted living, and they found her it was like, I think she moved into assisted living in, like, 1999, and she died in, like, 2001. So, yeah. Anyway, so, I think I'm going to start the song again.
Assisted living, there's some food for thought. Assisted living, they have doctors on call. Assisted living, you can watch sport ball. You can come and visit there sometime, and it won't even cost you a dime. And if you fall down on the floor, they might help you up before you get sores. There's orderlies who wear white shoes, and I heard that they get Fox News. Living is the place to be. Assisted living, life can be easy. Go, gotta get away, leave the apartment down right now. You're gonna leave the apartment, gonna leave the apartment. Abilify. She's gonna go live in a rest home. maybe she can find one that's shaped like a geodesic dome. You know she's gonna leave. You know she's gonna go. You know she's gonna leave. You know she's gonna go. She is going to assisted living. Goodbye, old apartment. Goodbye to this song. The bus pulled in, Blair's there. He says, where the heck is my mom? GPS should have led her there and not send her to Guam. All this time, Blair was waiting for his mom to show. He called her, it was frustrating, at least it didn't snow. And by now it did seem quite clear that Blair's mom was lost. Eventually she did get there, but at what cost? She burned half a tank of gas, and Michelle had a breakdown. And all because Blair's mom drove all over the town. And that's how it all went down, as told on Blair's stream. Being stranded was annoying, made him want to scream. But at least she picked him up before the end of day. And then Sandy, she did show up and threw stuff away. And now Blair's staying with his mom right in Glen Ellyn. His mom's watching a Fox News segment about Janet Yellen. Michelle's in the hospital. I hope she takes her meds. I wonder what Yellen said about the Fed. The bus pulled in and Blair noticed his mom wasn't in sight. GPS does not work if you do not use it right. But that's okay, because at least I can write a song. And I'll have another one probably before too long. And I did hear that Blair ordered some pencils. But did the pencils get delivered? And I see they were a gift for Michelle. That's what I had heard. And I heard it. And I heard it. But what happened to the pencils? Where's she going with that number two? And I feel when the tips keep on breaking, I need a sharpener. And I feel pencils aren't much good. I may buy them in bulk online soon, and I see that Michelle broke some more pencils. That's what I heard. And I heard it. And I heard it. What did she do with the pencils? Did she break them into pieces? And I heard she liked to carry them around. Or will she leave them home? When she gets the pencils, she might get excited and call Blair. On the air, on the air, on the air. When she gets the pencils, her mom might be watching Fox News with Ted Cruz, with Ted Cruz, with Ted Cruz. With the pencils, where's she going with the pens I found? And I heard, and I heard she's going to go to Staples and buy some more stuff. When she gets the pencils, we might find out what happened to the package. The package. The package. The package. When she gets the pencils, will she show them off to Sandy? To Sandy. To Sandy. To Sandy. To Sandy. To Sandy. To Sandy. Thank you.
Yes. It's the next show for Tuesday. Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. Yesterday was Hitler's birthday, did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, but today is this is the next show for April 21st, 2026. Netcasting, as always, from Northern Jersey. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. And you can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, /0 for a playlist and show archives. Let's see. Travis says, bad news from China this evening. China! The man who invented the camera lens has died. Rest in peace, Zhu Ming. I was watching, like, the channel, like, Asianometry, and, so bad, like, the rise and fall of, Wang computers. Now, Wang computers, they were big in the mini computer days. So it's not uncommon for a company that dominated in the era of mini computers to stumble in the PC era. In fact, the only company that really dominated in both the mini computer and the PC era was IBM, and that was temporary. So they're big in the mini computer era, but they were doomed by shifts in the business and the fact that guy was insistent that his son would run the business. But his son was incompetent. That was kind of a problem. Here's your show. If you want to see like a good free market critique of the Trump administration, watch the Peter Schiff show. It's my advice. Mute tab. So anyway, this is kind of interesting. So I opened up a pack of baseball cards and found, like, amongst other players, I found, like, Robin Yount, a bona fide Hall of Famer, and Dave Parker, who shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, but he got voted in by the Veterans Committee. I found, like, there's two calculators that weren't working. So I took them apart and I found that, like, one calculator that I got from Dollar Tree for $1, the battery was dead. Couldn't do anything about it. I ordered a new battery. The other calculator, it was okay. Once I took it apart and put the battery in where it was connecting, it was okay. But I figured, like, the battery would probably die, so I ordered new batteries for that too. There's that. $70 million for diversity in New York. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I listened to this one, so I think I will put this in the... Yeah. Copy video URL. Yeah, I'll play this on tonight's Peter St. Ange segment. So what do we have on the agenda for tonight? Here we go. This week on the next show, 10 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, Strait of Hormuz is open. Wait, it's closed. Restream. Songs About Vermont as we expand our travelogue. This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine. Future Artists, Legal Matters Part 2. And Tribute to John Hammond Part 7. I can't believe we're up to Part 7 already. But, we're up to... It's kind of gotten... there was a heat wave, but it's kind of gotten cold here. What's the current temperature? 43 and raining. Forecast for tomorrow, raining and high of 57. Kind of dreary. But anyway, I think we should start the intro here. So, doing the intro now.
Oh, you animals, Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was Heaven's problem, but Justin Two's tone said it.
So please don't play.